Ziri Yoma, Ziri adds to this and says, Av Sa'or B'Bal Taktiru. There's another halach in the Torah when we say hetim it's powerfully yisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach, you can't burn sor sourdough. Pasuk kichol sor b'chol saktiru. So in kol sor lois saktiru. You're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach sor. Yeah, the pasuk says shenema kol sor b'chol devash lois saktiru. We don't put honey, we don't put sourdough like chametz on the mizbeach. So even though some sheet has learned the kezayif, the isra is to put a kezayif of sor on the mizbeach, Ziri says no, that this isra is hetem starfli isra. If you have a chatzi zayis of matzah and a chatzi zayis of sor, together you'll be chayif. Like Tosa says, Shem hikter chatzi zayis misor vechatzi zayis mimatzah mitstarf mishum kol sor lasetiru. Since the pasuk says kol sor, from the word kol, it means to include not only a whole kezayis, a whole haktorah of sor, but even hetem starfli isra. If you have together a kezayis, half of it is from matzah, and half of it is from sor, you're over this lav, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. That's what Ziri is. It's not only by mishras, by nazir, but then by the mizbeach, you can't burn sor, so you also say there, hetem starf liyisa. Fred Gemari, hachi, if so. Gemara says, kaman, who does Ziri go like? I mean, krebeloza, the dorish curl. The wadach in the word kol, it says kol sor, so from the extra kol, we include to say the klal is heter is mitzvah for yisa. Fred Gemari, hochi if so, linyin chometz nami, who adin them by chometz, by Pesach, that you're not allowed to eat chometz, we should also there say heter mitzvah for yisa. Because the Pesach also says kol. I tell you, says, Reb loza nami heter mitzvah for yisa, the hosom nami tziv, kol machmetzes loisachelu. By chometz it says loshen of kol machmetzes. So kol machmetzes should include that who adin by chometz. If you have a chatzi zayis of bread with a chatzi zayis of matzah, you should be chayiv on Pesach. If you eat them together, we should also say heter mitzvah liyisur. That you, since you're eating it together and you are eating a kezayis, even though only half of this is chometz, half of it is matzah, still you should be yoyver. If Ziri holds like Reb Lezi, dash in the word kol, so by chometz we should also dash in the word kol. Kol machmetzes leisachelu should say, but yisach chometz also we say heta is mitzaref liyisah. So Gemara says true, saka true. The Gemara says einoch nami saka true. What you're saying that according to Ziri, not only by sor ba taktiru, but the same halacha would apply chometz on Pesach. You'll have the yisah. You'll have this yisah of heta mitzaref liyisah. So why did Ziri only say it by sor for? What was the big chiddush? By not to burn like sourdough, chametz on the mizbeach. El lafuke me abaya. Ziri wants to go to exclude abaya's halacha. Like we do not hold. We do not hold like abaya. The yoma that abaya holds yesh haktorah v'pachas mikazayas. Abaya holds the chlal. The din of haktorah, this lav, not to be makdis sor on the mizbeach. You don't only have to have a whole kazayas, which is the shear of haktorah. Abaya says even a chatzi zayis. Abaya holds yesh haktorah v'pachas mikazayas. Any little bit of sor that you put on the mizbeach by itself, you'd be chayiv. You'd be over this issa not to burn sor on the mizbeach. So according to Abaya, you would not have to come on to heta mitzaref liyisa. Like forget about the heta, you don't need the heta there. You're over the avera for any small amount of sor that you put on the mizbeach. So according to Abaya, if you hold yesh haktorah, v'pachas mikazayas, then you don't need the whole chiddush of hetem mitzvah liyisa. So kamash malon, that's why Ziri wants to tell us, no. Kamash malon is coming to teach us that by itself the klal is ein haktorah v'pachas mikazayas. That if you'd only put a half of the kezayas on the mizbeach, even though it's from sor, you would not be over this lav of kol sor leisaktiru. Because the Torah says leisaktiru, you can't burn it on the mizbeach. That means a sheer haktorah. The smallest amount of a sheer haktorah is a kezayas. So therefore, if you burn a kezayas of sor, then for sure you're over the lav. Ziri is teaching us a chiddush that even though you burn a kezayas, which this kezayas is made up half of sor and half of bread, of matzah, you should know still you're over the avera. But if you wouldn't have the half of matzah there, you'd only have a chatzi zayis of sor, you'd be potter. So that's what Ziri is teaching us by saying this klal of hetem, it's tarif liyisa, he's teaching us here by sor, not like abaya. that in other words, if you only have the Chati Zayis Sasor by itself, you will not be over the Aveira. You will not get Malkus for it. Because we hold Ein Hak Torah, the Pachas Mikazayis. Just the Chiddush of Kol Sor is teaching us that if you have a Kazayis there, even though only half of it is made from Sor, and the other half is made out of Matzah, but we say here by Kol Sor, Hetem and Stafli Yissa, that together you're burning a Kazayis now, for that you'd be over the Aveira of Kol Sor Lasaktiru. So the kids are so far we have by two cases, or three, we say this klal of hetem etzaraf liyisar, but all other surim, we do not say hetem etzaraf liyisar. By nevelus, by trefus, you're only over the lav, you get malchus, if you eat a kezayis of the trefus itself, and you eat a chatzi zayis of bread and a chatzi zayis of tref, together you will not be over. You will not get malchus. Tomorrow says, Yosef Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi was sitting down, okom olo lahay shmaita. And he was saying over this halacha, this now Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has the kasha. Like, is this true? Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha. Now, did you want to tell me by Yodhi Surim you don't say Hetem Estam for Yisr? If so, I have a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Tful Yom like this. Hamakfe Shel Truma. If you have like a makfe, like a cholent, like a thick tafshel, a thick soup. Shel Truma. Made out of a ball, whatever was made from, the Vendaisa, came the type of a cereal. That the cereal itself was from Truma. Now, v'hashum v'hashemen shechulen. They had some spices in the cereal, and the shemen, the garlic, and the shemen, and the oil, that was shechulen. So it was mixed together. They had this thick farina, thick cereal, and inside it there was garlic and there was shemen. So now, and that was made out of chulen. Now it says, Alocha v'nogal tful yoyim b'miktosan. A tful yoyim is the person that was tamei, and he went to the mikveh that day. But before Har Shemesh, before it comes nighttime, he's still called the Tful Yom, that the Locher is such, let's say, he touched the Sheretz during the daytime. So he's Tomei. If he would have went then to touch the Truma, he would make the Truma Tomei. But now he went to the mikveh first. So he went to the mikveh, the Locher is, part of the Tumah went off, but he's still called the Tful Yom until the nighttime. That the Locher is, if a Tful Yom touches Truma, he makes it possible. That means even though it itself doesn't become tamei really, but it's possible you're not allowed to eat it. So it says now this tful yom went and touched this cereal. Is the miktsasan possible as kulan? The lachar is he passes the whole thing. But since the main thing here, the makfeh, the cereal itself was made out of truma, that's the majority here. Even though there's a little bit shum and shem in it also from kulin, we go basarayv. And therefore, when the tful yom touched it, we say the whole thing becomes posel. You can't eat anything, since the ikka part of it is truma. But what about the opposite way? Let's say makfer shachulin. The ikka of this cereal was made out of chulin. That's the wheat there, the farina you had there, was made out of kashra wheat, that you already took off the truma semaitis. But vihashum vihashem et shachruma. But your spices, your garlic, and the oil that you have inside this cereal, that's from Truma. And now, v'noga tful yom b'miktsasim. If a tful yom touched a part of it, didn't touch the whole thing, just part of it. So, locher is, leiposel ela mokem ago. It's only posel, you just can't eat the place that he touched. Only the part of the food that he touched. But the rest of it, you're allowed to eat. That's what it says, locher here. So, posel means that he touched the shum and the shemen. So, since he touched that part that he touched, that part is possible, because that's truma, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So on this we have a question, Vavinimbo, we ask the question on this halacha, Moka Mago am I possible? Even if this person is tful yom, that's still tamei, until it becomes nighttime, he touched now part of this farina here. And he touched true the part that has the shemen, the part that has the oil, and the part that has the garlic. It was made out of truma. But still the question is, am I possible? Why is it possible? So Rashi learns, Rashi in Psachim says the Pshat this place brings down Habatilosai Tavlin. It should be bought up arrive. That since the majority here, the whole farina, is made out of chulin, you only have a little spices there. So that little spices should have been bought up arrive. Like even if he touches it, it shouldn't be considered like he's touching truma. It should be considered like he's touching chulin, and the whole thing should be muta. That's the kasha. So Rashi learns the ksava dimua midrabonin. Who the yasa? For the truma b'chad made rabbanim hu, that midiraisit bato chad betray here. So the question is, even now when the tful yom touches part of it, why should it be bottle? So next the Gemara answers, V'yomar Rabba Bar Bachono. Rabba Bar Bachono wants to answer, you know why, again, when you have the majority of the cereal from Chulin, and a little bit of Truma there, why if the Tzful Yerim touches the part of the Truma, why is it possible? Because I'm Rabbi Yechon, in my time, what's the reason? Hoyo V'zah Loiko Leo Bikazayis. Because as the Zah would come and eat from this cereal now, if he would eat the garlic, or take out the shemen by itself, and eat it, since Lamaisa it is Truma, he will get Malkus from it. So since it's a Dova Choshev, the way Rashi learns, therefore it's not bottle. Lamaisa there is Truma inside it, even though the majority of this Tavshel, of this cereal bowl now, is from Chulin, but so what? So Poshtu Rashi learns it was Nikka, you could see it there. So since you could see it there, even though it's a small amount, if you would collect all those pieces together, take out just the garlic, or take out just the shemen, if a Zara, a stranger, is a Yisrael, not a Kohen, would eat it, he would get Malkus. So therefore, since it's a chosh of a thing, what's there, therefore we say even Midrabbonin, it's not bottle. So we consider as if the Truma is still inside this cereal. And therefore, if a Tzvul Yom touches it, the Halacha is, that's possible, that part is still possible. So the question is, my tamayu, what does Rabbi Yechonah mean to say? What does he mean to say, if a Zara would come and eat it, he'd be chayif. The Chura, you don't have any one place, the kezayis of the shumin, or of the oil. It's mixed up in the whole cereal. So any little part that you would look at, that little piece of shumin, of garlic by itself, is left in the kezayis. So how does Rabbi Yechonah say, the reason why that little spice is not bottle, is because you get malchus if you eat it. The Chura, it's less than a shear though. The little pieces by itself is not a kezayis. So what does Rabbi Yechonah mean to say? So my tamaya, what's his reasoning?